Suckers, welcome to a brand spanking fresh ass new edition of the Hollywood Hick, coming at y'all right here from Hollywood, California, sitting in the Florida room. Happy to be alive and didn't blow the fuck up, because I'm not too far here from the Hollywood Hick compound. Just this weekend, a giant gas leak happened right like a block and a half from here. Gas was spewing out into the air, and I am not making this crap up, y'all. I ain't making up one mother trucking word of it. It started at 11:30 in the morning, and they didn't get that shit cut off till 4:30 in the morning. It took them that long. It was spewing gas. It stunk up in here. My neighbor thought she was going to like die. I thought she was going to have a heart attack and die right outside my gate, hollering, "Emergency, emergency, help, help, emergency." It was crazy. Evacuations everywhere. Hollywood was nuts this weekend. Nuts. Gas spewing from, you could hear it forever, forever. Two blocks away, you could hear it like it was right outside your window. Just psh. Spewing gas up in the air. You could see it like a big cloud coming into the sky. But yeah, that's what was happening here in Hollywood, y'all. Nothing blew up though, and people finally got to go home at like the next day. Like they had to like set up like freaking like, what do you call it, where like people can go stay because they ain't got nowhere to go because they got run out of their homes because a big old apartment building is next door. And it was like evacuated. They all had to come out in their pajamas and shit, like with pets and everything. People were all out on the street. It was crazy, but nobody got hurt. Everything was fine. I even tweeted at the freaking gas company to see what was going on, and of course they did not answer my question. I was like, how long does it take to cut this off, basically, is the gist of what I asked. And their response was something to the effect of like, it wasn't our fault, we're working on doing it safely, no one's been hurt. I'm like, okay, those are all things I kind of figured, because I saw people over there working, and that's why I didn't think I was going to blow up, because there were people right beside of it. But that's another story. But it just cracks me up. I'm like, just could you, they wouldn't say no how long, because then somebody was going to hold them accountable. And you know how people don't like to be accountable for jack these days. I'm just saying it's all. But that's what I'm talking about. Hollywood, you never know what the hell is going to happen. But you're listening to me here on the Crab Diving Network, y'all. www.crabdiving.com. If you throw a / listen behind that, you can hear all the fabulous programming as it's happening. The Hollywood Hick comes on every day on the 7s, meaning 7 in the morning, 7 in the p.m. West Coast time. Now that's 10 on the East Coast. Everywhere else, do the maths. Or if you can't be bothered with that, you can get the podcast. They're available on the Crab Diving website. They're available on iTunes, on Stitcher, all over the damn place. And throw 5 stars at it and make us look good, damn it, because everybody likes to look good, especially a homo, because it's in our genes. I'm just saying is all. But you can also follow me on the Twitter, y'all, at the H Wood Hick, and I'm on the Facebook page, the Hollywood Hicks, earns all that shit out of the way. And I guess the only thing to talk about right off the bat here on the Hollywood Hick, aside from the gas leak in Hollywood, where I thought we were all going to blow up for a hot second, and then I realized that we were going to be fine, except for a few people needed calming down, a la my neighbor, because she was cracking my ass up. But it was fun. But we actually didn't have fun. We had a couple of beers, watched the freaking gas leak. It was all good. And like, we're watching people go like, you are not lighting that cigarette right out there where there's, you're not going to blow up because you got to have it like in a closed space, but still, it's not the brightest thing ever to be smoking a cigarette just a block away from an enormous fucking gas leak. But people ain't smart, and that's the problem with the world. Dumb people everywhere, and you can't fix stupid. That's just the truth. Like what I'm talking about, the stupid craziness that went down in Waco, Texas. Like, people are straight up nuts, y'all. They arrested 170 people. Like, they were out in front of the Twin Peaks, like, bikini bar. So it's like a Hooters kind of joint, I'm guessing. Well, no, more than Hooters. I guess Hooters girls wear a little bit more than a bikini, whatever. But it's like they wear like hot pants and a bikini. Like, I get it. There's like money to be made with that, when people like to have beer and titties. Even I like beer and titties sometimes. I'm just saying, you know. But apparently, I'll start it up because some guy got his foot run over in the parking lot or something, and then some argument happened in the bathroom, and next thing you know, an all out like brawl, like on Roadhouse shit, like that Patrick Swayze movie. Like, we needed his ass to come in and save the day. What was the name? John Dalton. That's why it all went awry, because there was no John Dalton there. Or Renegade. If Renegade was there, Renegade would have been like, oh hell no. He would have Renegade kicked them all in the face, and then he would have shut that shit right down. But that ain't what happened. People went freaking nuts. What, 9 people died, and there's like 18 other people like injured or shot, and like like all kind of, they arrested, they said 192 or something like that at first. Now it's like 170. So 170 people got arrested for, here, let's just look on the thing so I can get my facts straight. Because there's so many stories about this. It's like everywhere, which, I mean, it should be because it's nuts. These biker gangs, I always knew they was trouble, but Lord knows, I didn't know there was this much trouble. Now you start looking into it. Now it's going to be on everything. And everybody's all mad because they aren't calling them thugs. And I kind of agree. Like, they are thugs on bikes, but they like call them bikers or whatever too. But I guess biker's not as bad as thug. I don't know. I just think it's funny how everybody's just like turning this all kind of different, six different ways of everything. But they're all trying to figure out what the hell really went down. All these people freaking can't stand each other. Like, I got this article. Let me look back here. Like, the thing that said, like, six things you need to know about it. Like, those are the things that, like, I can work with because it's, like, bullet-pointed for a brother. Because if I don't have shit bullet-pointed, I can't. But it basically started up in case y'all are living underneath a rock somewhere and don't know what the hell was going on. But on Sunday, two rival backer gangs engaged in a shootout in a Texas Twin Peaks Restaurante. It resulted in 9 deaths, 18 hospitalizations, and at least 170 arrests. But that's freaking nuts. I'm reading this all off the Salon website. I have it here on my Flipboard page called The Hollywood Hick. You could check that out too. Look it up in there. I just flip stories in there all the time to give me shit to talk about when I get over here onto the radio portion of my life. You know what I'm talking about? Okay, but whatever. But basically, it started, there's like a bunch of different biker gangs causing all kind of trouble everywhere, apparently. And they're all into all kind of untoward nonsense, like drug running and guns and shit like that. They're not supposed to be doing. But the two rival gangs that were involved in this shit in Texas outside the Twin Peaks, which has already got its like franchise took away from them. They're like, oh, hell to the no. You are not bringing us down with this freaking nonsense. And apparently everybody knew something was going to go down. Like, there was like rumblings. That's why the popo was already like there ready to kind of go. They were like, it's freaking nuts, right? But it's the Bandidos and the Cossacks. And both of them started in Texas. The Bandidos apparently started in the 1966 and the Cossacks in 69. But the Bandidos soon became the state's largest biker gang and splits its time between being a hardcore criminal organization involved in the sale of heroin, cocaine, and methamphetamine and working on projects advocating for motorcycle rights. Yeah. So I love how it's like and advocating for. So we support our motorcycle rights campaigning by selling the heroin, cocaine, and the methamphetamines. You sound like fine, upstanding citizens. They're also one of the world's largest motorcycle gangs in the world with 2,500 members. It seems like that would be more to me, but I guess 2,500 is a lot for a biker gang. And they're in like 14 different countries. They're all over the damn place, y'all. They ain't just here in America. America ain't just the problem, apparently. And it's like their motto is, we're the people your parents warned you about. Oh my God. But they also got these offshoots. They call them clubs and blah, blah, blah. So it's like other thing. But then you got the Bandidos and the view of the Bandidos is that Texas is their state. So it's like this whole territory shit. It's always a pissing match. It's like who can piss on more trees and mark the freaking territory. It's all about freaking turf. It's like everything with gangs is always about turf and shit like that. That's why there's that great movie from the 80s. I talked about it when Kim Richards went and lost her mind at the Hollywood Hotel. And it's called Tough Turf. It's got James Spader and Robert Downey Jr. and Kim Richards with some really long crimped hair and some bangs to fucking die for. I'm just saying is all. But I digress, right? But apparently it's all this whole big old thing about who gets to be the bigger dog in Texas. But apparently the Bandidos... No, is it the Bandidos? Oh, Lord, I'm all freaking confused. But whatever, it's all about freaking territory. Oh, the Cossacks is a smaller club. I lost my place because I started talking about Kim Richards. See, I can't keep straight. But it's all like a big thing about turf. So this is ridiculous. But it doesn't tell me what they did, the Cossacks, if they have anything bad. I think I have an article on that. I'll get to that in a minute because I found thing that like kind of explains all this like untoward nonsense they've been doing over the years that I didn't really like know about because I pay attention to stupid shit on TMZ and other gossip sites and really not what happening in the world sometimes when I probably should be paying more attention because nuts town, right? But apparently the Bandidos were up. They're also like the Bandidos when this went down were at the Twin Peaks for some kind of a conference or something. They grabbed it for a meeting of a branch of the Confederation of Clubs and Independents, which is an organization devoted to bikers' rights. Okay, so the Bandidos, they're holding their meeting. And then apparently some of the Cossacks must have showed up. And that's when trouble got all fucking out of hand up in the freaking Twin Peaks when they needed freaking John Dalton from Roadhouse there to freaking shut a bitch down. Or Renegade, because Renegade wouldn't be having it either. Renegade would be like, fuck you, Rio Reigns is here to lay down some freaking law, y'all. I'm just saying. All right, but what's it? So also, apparently the Cossacks and the Bandidos have been rivals since like 2013. Well, that ain't that long, but I mean, it's like, I guess long enough to brew some serious freaking roadhouse bar house brawl out into the parking lot, bullets are flying everywhere, 9 people dead, 18 in the hospital bullshit. But according to the LA Times, the two rivalry dates back 2 years to when the Cossacks Club added the word Texas to the bottom of its colors to a place called the Bottom Rocker. Now the Bandidos told them take that shit off. They were like, oh hell to the no, we got Texas, we already got that patch on our motorcycle vest and you can't have it on your motorcycle vest. But apparently the Cossacks were like, hell to the no, and were like, we're gonna leave that shit on there. And so it ran into a series of encounters, including fist fights, and then back in December, a Bandino apparently stabbed two Cossacks in Abilene over their Texas patch in the freaking Bottom Rocker of their like motorcycle vest. This is some shit, right, y'all? This is fucking nuts. So apparently the cops have known for several months that there was some trouble a brewing with the Cossacks and the Bandidos, and sources had within the Cossacks had said that this is going to erupt if we don't put this rocker on, because they're about, hell no, you can't have all of Texas. That is some bullshit. Texas is a big ass mother trucking place, and these Cossacks are like, hell no, you can't have the whole thing. And Bandidos are like, hell yes, we want the whole thing. And now what happens? Giant roadhouse brawl, bullets are flying, 9 people dead, 18 people in the hospital, roadhouse brawl at the Twin Peaks. In a strip mall, by the way, y'all. This would happen in a fucking strip mall. There's like a Joann's Fabric next door. I'm not kidding. If you look at the pictures, there's literally a Joann's Fabric next door. Like little old ladies were going in there to get their quilting supplies, and freaking bullets start flying at the Twin Peaks titty bar next door. I mean, you're not making titty bars look good either, by the way. That's why they got their freaking franchise took right over. They're like, oh no, this is not supposed to go down up in here. But apparently, okay, the next thing you need to know is that the fight started in the bathroom, but it isn't over, because it was in the bathroom and then it spilled out of the bathroom. But according to the Texas Joint Crime Information Center, there's a one-page report out there advising that both gangs reportedly have been instructed to arm themselves with weapons and travel to North Texas. Like, they're moving this shit fucking north. They're like, they ain't having it down here in Waco no more. We done wore out our welcome. We gotta go up to North Texas now so that we can freaking do our troublemaking up there. But officers should be aware of the escalating violence between both groups and are to consider all Bandidos and Cossacks members as armed and dangerous. I would too. I wouldn't be messing with them mother truckers. Hell to the no. These people are out for freaking blood now. I don't know how many there's gonna be left. Well, I guess there's a lot, but 170 of them are in jail for like $1 million bail too. They fucking socked it to them with like racketeering charges and shit like that. They're freaking fucking them up. They're like, we ain't playing with this shit. We're gonna keep 170 y'all in jail for $1 million each. So y'all ain't all gonna be able to come up with that money. Ain't gonna happen, Captain. The other thing you need to know is the Twin Peaks is a restaurant chain known for appreciating boobs. I already covered that. Twin Peaks, what else would it be? It isn't about the freaking TV show that I guess they're bringing back on the Showtime and whatever, but that's another day, story for another day. But apparently the restaurant chain is known for featuring female waitresses wearing almost no clothing. Well, yeah, that's what Twin Peaks mean. And dudes like beer and titty girls to go with their like bar food. That's just how that shit works. But the Waco location has been closed down after it refused to cooperate with the police. Like, ooh, so like they know what the hell went on up in there, but they ain't saying, because they know that they're going to get fucked up on the flip side by some of these biker gang people, these biker gang thugs. I'll go ahead and say it. They are fucking thugs, hood rat thugs. You can have hood rat thugs anywhere, any color. That's just the way that shit works. But unfortunately, apparently the management team of the franchise restaurant in Waco chose to ignore the warnings and advice from both the police and our company and did not uphold the high security standards we have in place to ensure everyone is safe at our restaurants. Yeah, they had to pull the plug on that joint, right? Stat. There was just no way around it. There's just no way around it. Because if they didn't, then they would be like, why are you condoning that shit when people knew something was going to go down, but then y'all just let them have it anyway? When if you knew something was going to go down, you should have like been like, yo, we got regular folks up in here too. You can't have bullets of flying roadhouse brawls. We ain't got no John Dalton or Renegade to come in and save the day, motherfuckers. That's how that works. And I guess the other thing you need to know is how apparently people are rightfully pissed about disparities in reporting on white and black crime. Like, the way that they've reported this is kind of been like fucking backwards ass, stupid bullshit. But in the aftermath of all, it says this here, the aftermath of the protests in Ferguson and Baltimore, a lot of black political leaders and pundits have been pressured to denounce the violent activities of a few, and network cable news anchors called protesters thugs and referred to civil disobedience as rioting, but they didn't really call it that in Texas, which I guess that was a riot. If you get break it right down, if you want to call it a riot, it was a riot. It was more of a contained riot, as it was all happening in one parking lot. Like, I don't know, I'm guessing they're assuming that, like, I ain't making excuses for nobody. I think everybody should be treated the same too. But I'm thinking that, like, because this was sort of contained into one little old parking lot, and then when they were like talking about other places, like, sort of spread out a little bit more than that. So maybe that's what they're, why they're calling it more of a riot as opposed to like a bar brawl. I don't fucking know. Ain't none of it good. How about we looking at that? How about we just say it's all fucking messed up? But apparently everybody was tweeting about it, and people were like pitching a fit about all that kind of stuff. So yeah, they have been like doing some backhanded fucking, not really reporting on things the same, but fuck. Honestly, I don't expect much from the media anymore anyway. I don't know why everybody gets all fucking butthurt about it anytime, all the time, because you know what? They're just going to do shit what they're going to do. And we all just need to have a smart enough head on our shoulders to be able to read through the bullshit and see what the hell's really going on. But unfortunately, there's too many people who can't do that. And that's where the problem is. So it's like we're stuck in the middle. It's a double-edged mother trucking sword. It's like the freedom of speech. Like, I think everybody should be able to say whatever the fuck they want to. It just means you're not like exempt from the repercussions of people who don't like what the fuck just came out of your mouth. Like, they can say whatever the fuck they want too, as long as you're not fucking physically hurting me, you can say whatever the fuck you want. But that's just the way it is. And you're not lying through your teeth and making shit up, making me have to go to like prison or some shit. But I mean, you know what I mean, within the fucking reasonable limits. Because and I say reasonable, I mean reasonable person, and there's a lot of unreasonable people out there, so you unreasonable people can just keep it to your damn self. So whatever, I digressed again. I've been in a very digressing sort of way today, huh, ain't I? I reckon that's just how I'm gonna be rolling today. Whatever. But this shit in Waco is nuts, y'all. It is straight up 100% nuts. So who knows what's gonna freaking go down. Like they say, and then one thing I read too said something about there's like 100 more people they're like expecting to book. So if they've got 170 they've already charged with something, all kind of racketeering, all kind of murderating, shooting up guns, fighting in bars sort of charges. I'm sure they're throwing as many of them as they can because they're like done with this shit. Like, I even saw like there's like city employees who are like wrapped up in this shit. There's all kind of craziness. But there's like another 100 that they're trying to like rope in there too. They're fixing to. They're like, we got to put the kibosh on this because everybody's looking at us. We can't fuck this up. Everybody, and especially the popo with all the pressure they're under right now to like do shit the right way. It's like, whatever. And like, apparently like 4 of the people that got shot were because the police shot at them. But the like biker dudes all started shooting at the cops. So I mean, if you're going to shoot at me, I'm going to shoot back, I reckon. That's how that works, especially if it's part of my job description. But nuts, nuts. Waco's done gone nuts, y'all. Apparently, though, Waco ain't the only place gone nuts. I was reading this thing, like, I guess just over the weekend or whatever it is. 30 people shot in Chicago since Friday. And this was a thing that came out, I think, yesterday. So, maybe even like, so as of Friday, a couple of few days ago, 30 people had got shot. And, it said 2 women shot during a chaotic exchange of gunfire happened upon by a police supervisor were among 18 people wounded by gunfire since late Saturday morning. That was a Friday. Somebody said that kind of shit. But basically, like, craziness. Like, 30 people shot in freaking Chicago. And one of them, and an ambulance. And an ambulance. That's it. I'm trying to look at it. I'm trying to talk and read at the same time. Apparently, I'm not very good at it. But, like, yeah, some dudes were, like, tending to somebody, and they were, like, in the back of the ambulance, and somebody shot through the window with, like, some big old... But, like, yeah, basically says, gunfire erupted outside... Oh, that's not the one I want. Here it is. A bullet shattered the window of an ambulance as paramedics were working on a patient Sunday evening in the West Inglewood neighborhood. The ambulance operated by the Chicago Fire Department was shot at about 5:40 in the p.m. And the bullet shattered the driver's side window and a large caliber slug was found in the cab portion of the ambulance. 2 paramedics were treating a patient in the back at the time of the shooting. No one was shot. Like, could you imagine? You're back there just doing your job trying to save somebody's life and then all of a sudden, boom, crash coming through the window, a freaking bullet, a big old high caliber slug too. But it's like now they're saying 42. So 42 shots since Friday. There was an update that I didn't see. See, look, I should pay more attention. 42 people shot in Chicago from like Friday to Sunday. That's a lot of people getting shot. Chicago is nuts. I ain't going to damn Chicago. One, I don't like cold, so it's always cold up there, and I ain't going to that shit. And two, I ain't going up somewhere where there's a good chance I'm going to get shot. So that's some bullshit. So yeah, Waco, don't go there. Bikers will shoot you up in a freaking titty bar. Don't go to Chicago. People just shooting people up everywhere, even an ambulance. They're like, no, I don't even want you to save anybody's life. Boom, we're going to shoot your ambulance car. That's crazy. Crazy, crazy, craziness. Oh, my God. Oh, okay. Going on now. We'll move on to another level of kind of crazy person, right? This kind of shit drives me straight up nuts. I hate people that do this shit. All they're doing is making it bad for the people who do have legitimate freaking like grievances and whatnot. But did any of y'all see this where Al Sharpton's daughter, she is suing the city of New York because she tripped on a sidewalk and like sprained her ankle or some shit a while back. And so she's saying that she went through all of this pain and suffering and suing for $5 million, y'all. $5 million mother trucking dollars, okay? Because she fell down on the New York sidewalk in her high heel shoes, probably. And I'm sorry, but like a lot of ladies can walk in high heel shoes, but a lot of ladies think they can walk in high heel shoes, and that is just not the case. I see it so many times. I'm like, good Lord, look at that woman clomping down the street over there. She can't walk in those shoes to save her life. Like, she needs to go have a homo drag queen or somebody tell her how to freaking walk in her high heel shoes, because she does not know what she's doing. She's just clomping down the street. That's why her feet are probably killing her, all uncomfortable. I mean, those shoes, I've put them on before just for the hell of it and tried to walk around. I don't see how women do it. They are like modern day torture devices as far as I'm concerned. They look nice. They really do. I like, they look really good. And I guess that's what the whole point is. They look good, but Lord have mercy. For somebody to walk around with their feet strapped into them things all day long, I don't see how they do it. That's torture. I don't care if they say you get used to it or some of them are more comfortable than others. I don't get it. That's where I'm glad. You know, I might be a homo, but I'm also a man, so I'm just gonna wear the regular man flat shoes, and that's gonna be that, because I can't do it. I tried it just for the hell of it, just to see what it was like, and it was torture, y'all. Torture. But whatever. So basically, they're calling her a shakedown artist over here at the New York Post, and I have to agree, because well, whatever, we're gonna get to it. But she wants $5 million from the city taxpayers after she fell in the street and sprained her ankle. Her name is Dominique Sharpton. She's 28. She says she was severely injured, bruised, and wounded when she stumbled over uneven pavement at the corner of Broome Street and Broadway downtown last year. And right now she's currently on vacation in Bali, and she's like the membership director of her dad's National Action Network. So she works for her dad, but she's claimed she still suffers and will continue to suffer for some time physical pain and bodily injuries, blah, blah, blah. She's like, wrote on a post on Instagram, I sprained my ankle real bad, LOL. That was back in October. So this happened back in October. But she's been pictured around walking in that boot for weeks, and despite claiming permanent physical pain and a breathless notice of claim, there are social media shots of her in high heels. See, I knew those high heels came in here. I remember reading that. And another of her climbing a ladder to decorate a Christmas tree. So she's doing a lot of shit that doesn't like claim that she was like permanently forever injured, $5 million worth of injury, because she like wasn't paying attention where she was going and tripped on the sidewalk. People fall all the time. It's just a part of fucking life. Sometimes you fall down and you get hurt and you just have to fucking deal with it. That's just the fucking way it goes. Take some fucking personal responsibility. What were you doing? Were you paying attention? Probably not. You were probably on your phone talking to somebody or doing something else that was not paying attention to where you were going. Now, I'm always paying attention to where I'm going, and I'm going to tell you why. Because there's forever dog shit everywhere you go these days. So I am always looking where I'm going. I don't care, because I do not trust that people do not pick up their dog poo. And in this town, it doesn't even matter if it's on a sidewalk. They will let their dog poo on a sidewalk because they are not even smart enough to wrap their brain around the concept that smeared poo on a sidewalk is still poo on a sidewalk. I don't get it. Take your dog to a nice grassy patch somewhere. If there's not one close by, then tough titty. We don't all get to shit wherever we want to. Sometimes we have to pinch that shit off and go find an appropriate place, and you're going to have to teach your dog to do that too, because that's just how the world fucking works. Now, see, I digressed again. What I was talking about was Miss Dominique Sharpton and her freaking shakedown artistry, and but apparently blah, 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 same old bullshit. She's 29. Why would, like, blah, 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 all of these other things. I guess, well, whatever. Now they're telling me about other people who have sued for other stupid shit. But, okay, now this is the kicker to this bullshit, right? So dumbass Dominique Sharpton, right? She isn't paying attention to the fact that people are paying attention to her because she has a personal injury claim thing that she can't walk around on her foot and do things that people should be able to do on their foot. But lo and behold, 4 seconds after this freaking story comes out, somebody finds out, according to Al Sharpton's daughter, Dominique herself, she done hiked up a mountain on her sprained ankle. So if your ankle is so mother trucking sprained, Miss Dominique Sharpton, how the mother truck did you climb a freaking mountain? Because I've climbed a mountain and it's not really that easy, especially if you're up above the clouds like the picture that you're showing on your freaking Instagram account. And now people are calling bullshit on your ass. So look what you raised, Al Sharpton. Look what you've done. You and your freaking unnecessary nonsense where you're always shaking people down, because we know how you operate. Everybody's like, known for years that you like tell people, if you don't pay up to my charity or this or that, I'm gonna start freaking like hollering from the rooftops, because for whatever untoward reason people listen to his dumb ass. But apparently Miss Dominique Sharpton posted pictures to Instagram showing she completed a difficult mountain climb in Bali, Indonesia, even though her suit says that she still suffers debilitating pain after twisting her ankle in a street crack in Soho last year. And then I love it. She's like, tweet, or I guess Instagram did this shit. She's like, we hiked up, all caps, the mountain, over the clouds, into the sunrise. People with a broke ass foot don't do this shit, Dominique, especially ones who are claiming all the injury that you've been claiming. She put another one up that said, one of the most beautiful sights ever. And yes, I almost died getting up there, LOL. Hashtag Bali days, we made it. Phew. Yeah, you know what? Phew. You're freaking, lawsuit. It's gonna, like, if you show this to me, I would be like, get the fuck out of my courtroom, and I'm charging you fucking $5 million for wasting everybody's mother trucking time and fucking energy and making us have to sit through this bullshit because you're a freaking scam artist, you fucking scam artist, big ass. Oh, this kind of shit pisses me off. That's why everything costs so much. That's why everything's a freaking mess, like the courts, because it's full of all kind of stupid untoward shit like this that shit never got to the light of day. There needs, like I've always said, there needs to be somebody. And I would love for it to be my job, who, when somebody files a lawsuit, it has to get through that dude before it can actually go to anybody to do anything about it. So if something like this came to me, I would be like, nah, and just send it on its way. Like, this doesn't need to go any further. Like, I can't waste everybody's time and energies on this bullshit, because it would cut down on a lot, because there's a lot of people suing over stupid bullshit, inconsequential nonsense that should not happen. Like Dominique Sharpton, Al Sharpton's kid, who was trying to like scam the city of New York out of $5 million because she wasn't paying attention where she was going, and she tripped and fell down and twisted her poor little ankle. You know what? I twisted my ankle at somebody's wedding. Do I like sue them because the song was too good and it made me like go a little bit crazy with enthusiasm and I like twisted my ankle? But yeah, no, that's not what I did. I went, oh, what a dumbass I am. I went and twisted my ankle. Now I have to like get this fixed, and it's not anybody's fault but my own. Okay, a little bit of personal responsibility goes a long mother trucking way, people. I am just saying it's all right here on the Hollywood Hick program on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. And that's what I'm saying. And you can also tweet me about it if you don't agree with me, but you can kiss my ass, because that's what I'll probably tell you to do, at the H Wood Hick on the Twitters. Okay? Okay. All right. What the hell else is going on out there in the world? In the world. Oh, I love this story because it makes me laugh, because these people, they try to act like they are like not white trash from Alaska, and they are straight up white trash from Alaska, because this is the kind of shit that fucks people who are, it just boggles my mind that people actually listen to a word that comes out of any of them's mouth. That's what I can't figure. But what happened was, our little Wasilla Billy, Bristol Palin, Sarah Palin's daughter, the one that was knocked up without a husband when she was running for vice president a while back before she made a complete blithering idiot out of herself, and now nobody hardly takes her serious, which is finally seen the light of day. I couldn't believe how long it took for people to finally be like, okay, we can't really listen to this chick anymore. I mean, she's got a few people that still listen, I think, but not like they used to, or at least that's the fantasy world I've created for myself, because I didn't want to believe believe it. But these freaking Wasillabillies are always doing some straight up untoward nonsense. Like a while back, they were like show up in some limousine to a house party where they're not welcome, end up in some kind of brawl, get freaking shoved down in the dirt, and then it's always somebody else's fault because they go in swinging and cussing and scratching, and then when the freaking swinging and cussing and scratching gets turned around on them, then they start crying foul. I can't stand this. We can dish it out but can't take it fucking attitude. But apparently, because like this rumor had started that the Bristol, the one that was knocked up with Levi, what's his name's kid, who has now kind of gone on to be sort of like a fine upstanding citizen. He's just doing a regular job, working, trying to raise his kid, like has a new wife and like another kid, I think, and he's just wanting to be normal, which is, I think, why he kind of wanted all along. And then this chick just tried to make him into a bad guy to make herself look better because she got a crazy mama who fucking had her do that shit. And she's probably like her mama in very many ways because you can see how she loves the attention. And but she doesn't love the attention, but she loves the attention. I hate that. You either like it or you don't. And fucking admit it. If I can admit like that Kristen Stewart bitch with the dead eyes from the Twilight movies with the sparkle vampire. No, like, I don't get it. Like, no, if you fucking hate it so much, then quit. I just hate that fucking shit. I hate that. Don't, you can't, that fucking dish it out but can't take it nonsense. Whatever. You know what I'm talking about. But so what happened, rumors had started to come out that this dude had, and his picture is a straight up hoot. Like if his bangs are, oh, motherfuck, I hate technology, mother truckers. I hate technology. I was looking at a story trying to get to the picture so I could tell you about this dude's horrible bangs and what his name was, because you know I can't remember shit because I'm old. Don't let this youthful dewy glow deceive y'all. And it shit just fucking crashed right down on me, so I can't see what the hell it was or any of that stupid nonsense. But what happened was this dude and her were supposed to get married here over Memorial Day weekend, which is this weekend coming up, right? Somewhere in Kentucky. And this dude with really horrible Caesar bangs in the 2015, which is beyond anything. I'm hoping it's an older picture. But I had Caesar bangs, but back in like 1992 when it was acceptable. Now, like looking at the pictures from back then, it was not acceptable, but it was more acceptable because I wasn't the only one. Even George Clooney did it. So shut the fuck up, y'all. Okay? Okay. But what I'm saying is they were supposed to get married, but apparently he had some secret wife, y'all, that nobody knowed about. And then all of a sudden that came up and she started pitching a big old high holy fit, and now they're trying to say that it wasn't that, that if you did any research he would have been divorced. But apparently nobody can pull up any of the paperwork that says that they actually got divorced, even though he got married really early at like 19, and then I guess they like kind of separated or whatever, but never really got divorced. It's sort of what the story is, if I'm understanding it correctly. Here is the picture I was looking for. Finally, technology is driving me nuts, y'all. This shit just like, I think it's designed to only work so long before it starts to take a dump, because my computer is starting to not be friendly. My iPad ain't being that friendly. I had to get a new phone because the operating system killed the other one. It's like you can't make everything you make. It's like it only lasts so fucking long and it costs so much damn money. Just pisses me the hell off. I don't pay all this money for something that only lasts a couple of few years. I will take care of it so that it can last for a long mother trucking time. Don't have your operating system come in on the flip side and kill it. Okay? Okay. Back to Bristol Palin. After I had, see, I'm on a freaking tangents today. I don't know what's gotten into me worse than normal, but what happened was they called off the wedding, right? Because just for reasons unbeknownst to us, because they won't say, meaning, yeah, he had a secret wife that didn't nobody know about. And like she's trying to say, like, regarding salacious headlines in recent days about secret wives, Dakota, that's why I was trying to find his name, because I knew it had some stupid fucked up, I had a stupid douchebag name. Dakota and I discussed our past relationships prior to our engagement. Dakota was legally divorced years ago. But from what I understand, can't nobody find the paperwork to support that shit. So was he? Maybe he was separated and they divorced in their minds. But if they didn't divorce and like in the courts or wherever the hell else you're supposed to really straight up get the divorce done, it doesn't seem like they really did that. So this whole thing started over all of this bullshit. But they're still going to have the party that they're going to have for the wedding, because you know they can't get their deposit back. So they're like, fuck it, we might as well have the party. I guess I would anyway. But I love how it's like, why don't you just tell the truth, Bristol and Sarah? Everybody be like, yo, you know what? We found out dude was not on the up and up. And before we got too deep in this, I'm going to end up just like ending this with Wasillabilly style. No, we're just going to, I don't know. I don't trust a word come out of those fuckers' mouths. So Bristol Palin, y'all, is back on the market in case anybody wants to try to saddle up to a crazy person. If you want to be hello to a crazy person who will use you and throw you out like yesterday's trash, which it seems like she's done to this dude, because she didn't get knocked up again. Is it the sister that got knocked? Like, there's another one of these with Cilla Billy Palins that got knocked up out of wedlock. It's just like cracks me up. And like, I ain't one to judge, because Dolly says you ain't supposed to judge. But good Lord, these people make it so damn easy to judge. It makes it hard on a hick. It makes it hard. People are nuts, I tell you. Nuts, nuts, nuts. And the people that listen to these people are the ones that worry the hell out of a brother. I really, like, oh my God, those bangs, y'all. I'm looking at it on, I'll try to remember to post it to the thing so people can see this, because I have a lot of posting I need to do. I've actually had to do a day job, y'all, so I'm behind on things. So don't be fucking hating on a brother. I'm just behind. It just happens to the best of us. And also, I've had an addiction to a TV show called Renegade that I can't quit watching because it's so horribly bad and the outfits are so horribly bad, but it's so horribly deliciously good. I cannot quit watching it. Lorenzo Lamas is beautiful and yet the world's worst actor, and yet I cannot quit watching everything that he does. And when he does a renegade kick, high kick to the face, I scream renegade kick every fucking time. I cannot stop myself. It's become really bad, really bad. And I got my best buddy lives next door in on it too, now that he's over here watching Renegade with me. So there's like two of us yelling Renegade kick. It's gotten ugly. But I'm telling you, if you aren't watching Renegade on the Hulu, then you're doing yourself a disservice, because the shit is fucking hysterical. The acting, the outfits, the plots, the simple fact that like he's wanted by the law, but the law always just like, meh, You helped us out here. You just keep on trucking, dude. It's fucking amazing. It's fucking amazing. All right, what else is going on out there, y'all? What the hell else is going on? Oh, my God. Speaking of messy McMesser sons, y'all. Oh, my goodness. If you want to feel better about yourself, you need to go to the internets and go to Google's and type in Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, that dude off that Tudor show. He did, like, he's on some Dracula shit now or something else. He does. It's like, he's got the cokiest eyes I've ever seen on anybody ever. He's always got coked up eyeballs, worse than anybody I've ever seen. And he's got really pretty eyes too, but then he does the coke on top of them, so it makes him crazy pretty eyes. And so the crazy overweighs the pretty, and so all I see is crazy. But if he would just take away all of the like drugging and drinking, because obviously he can't handle it, he'd be much more attractive, because he's one of them people who's kind of like funny looking but in an attractive sort of way, you know, like a bunch of weird features that for some reason work together. I don't know. But go on there and Google him. He's on the page 6 where I saw this a day or two ago, came out. But he is walking around London like the biggest messy McMesserson you have ever seen in your life. Now, I have done some drunken things in my day, but I don't recollect ever in the middle of the day, at least with the cover of night, maybe, but I would at least do this under the cover of night. That's what I mean. But this is in the daytime. He's looking 200 degrees of all kind of disheveled, and he's got like scraggle face. He's got a vodka bottle he's just walking down the street drinking out of, and he's spilt it all down the front of him. He got drunk face like you ain't never seen in the history of drunk face, just wandering around fucking London. But according to this page, yeah, so he was in shit like the Tudors, and that's all that people talk about, Tudors. That was his biggest thing, that Showtime show, but I couldn't get into, plus I ain't got the Showtime, so I only watched it like once or twice here and there for whatever reason, and it just didn't grab me. But whatever. But not like the Game of Thrones, which is actually boring as fuck this season, except for they keep doing little shocking things here and there. But it's like, I can't sit through all of that boring to get to one little bit of shocking. They better turn this up soon. They tried to, they did some like shocking thing at the end of the last episode, and everybody's all upset. But whatever, I don't even want to talk about it, because whatever. I just, like, the show is about horrible people, so if you're gonna think you're not gonna see horrible things on a show about horrible people, I don't understand why you get so upset. Why are you watching a show about horrible people if you're going to get upset at horrible people? It makes no damn sense to me. Makes absolutely no sense to me. I also don't understand why every show has to be full of nothing but horrible people, which is why I watch Renegade, because Renegade is really good and everybody else is really bad. But except Owen, Bobby and Shy, his sidekicks. But whatever, I can't talk about Renegade anymore. I'm talking about Jonathan Rhys-Meyers being a drunken mess. But he was seen stumbling through the streets last week in a vodka spattered t-shirt, matted hair, and unbuttoned jeans. Yeah, he's got on button fly britches, and only the top button is done, so he's got a big old freaking, you can't even say XYZ to examine your zipper because they're button fly. So XYB, examine your buttons, boy, because your junk's going to fall out. Hope you got on underpants and your junk don't fall out. But apparently he was dressed like that, looking a mess, as he downshots in broad daylight. He was looking spaced out with bloodshot eyes, for straight up real crazy bloodshot eyes. He's had numerous stints in the rehab, according to this, but he does them all the time out here. Promises in Malibu. Every time I hear the Promises in Malibu is the one that rehabs somebody, one of these celebrities, it always seems like they're going back again and again. Like, Promises knows they got a freaking revolving door of freaking too much money coming through there. But yeah, he is looking a mess. I'm looking at this other picture, and he's like trying to eat something, and he's got a vodka bottle and like some grocery bag, and one of his shoes is untied, his pants is unbuttoned. He's got like looking like hell hit at 150. Jonathan, baby, you need to get your shit together, okay? You need to pull it together. You're actually a good actor, and you're very handsome when you are not looking a straight up 100% mess of a mess, okay? Lindsay Lohan has that on lockdown right now. You don't need to step in and try to outdo a sister, okay? Dude, stop it. Whatever else. What else is going on out there in the world of the world? Oh, y'all see, this story cranks me up. I love how people are like, again, speaking of, I wanted to talk about this too, because it is funny. Like, speaking of message, another one before we get on to this other story that's like, I can't believe people find shocking, because it's like, whatever. But that dude from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, I think he's on one of them CSI or one of them CSI-like programs now too, or whatever. But this guy, Nicholas Brendan, he has been arrested like 3 times in the last couple of months just for being a drunken mess of a mess, like Jonathan Rhys Meyers. But this time, it happened in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, where I end up visiting a lot because I have family there. But Myrtle Beach is a mess. I used to vacation there all the time when I was a kid, too. The Redneck Riviera. Talking about, they got biker problems in Myrtle Beach, too. I've seen it because sometimes they have biker week, and some restaurants would just close down, and people would be like, you can't just close down. Like, the bikers ended up suing or some shit, saying that you can't close down on biker week. It's discrimination, which I guess it kind of is. But all the trouble they caused, they were like, it's not worth it to us to be open because all the damages outweigh the profits. So we don't want to do it. But then they ended up having to do it. It was nuts. It was nuts. I remember being a big old deal, and people were pissed. But apparently, dude, he played Xander on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and does it say if he was on CSI or what? It's one of them. I swear, I thought he was, or maybe was, or isn't. I don't know. I should keep up with it better. But he was charged with public intoxication and impairment again by Myrtle Beach Police Department, which they'll do that to you. They will pick you up for public drunk. Ever since I was in high school, we would go down there for spring break and shit. And there were tons of people always got picked up for public drunk all the time. But it was like nothing. It was like pretty much just like a scam to make money back then, I think, because they pay him like $50 and then they just let you out. Like, I don't remember any paperwork or nothing. It was nuts, right? But he didn't submit for his urine samples in Florida. He's in trouble because he's like, all these court cases going, so all these people are like, you can't be drinking. We're going to be monitoring you. And yeah, he was arrested in March for flipping a hotel bed and smashing a porcelain figure, pulling the phone out of the wall and clogging the toilet at a hotel down in Florida. And he did all kinds of shit. So this dude is just a straight up freaking mess too. But at least he ain't walking down the street looking like a Jonathan Rhys Meyers mess, because woo-wee. That was looking a mess. That was like the only picture I can think of that might be messier is that one of George Michael when he's got shock face after he had fallen asleep at driving his car at like a stoplight. And when somebody woke him up, they snapped the picture right as he woke him up, and he has got the funniest, just freaking, he is all kind of discombobulated and shock face at the same time. It is classic. I highly recommend looking that up too, because it is fucking hysterical. But yeah, messes everywhere. Jonathan Rhys Meyers, Nicholas Brendan, Xander off of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Like, boys, I love a cocktail and going out and having a good time, but you just got to like not be a public messy mess. You got to keep it together till you get into your house, and then you can just let it all go, because then it's just on you. That's how that shit works. Actually, I try not to even do that anymore. I try to moderate. I'm not saying I'm good at it. I'm just saying I try to do it. Okay, mother truckers? That's what I'm talking about. What else is going on? Oh, also, did y'all, because you know I love Big Ange, and so I just got to tell everybody, because if you have the same, any kind of affection for Big Ange, like I do, off of the Mob Wives, which is also another great program, if you should watch it on the Hulu, because I think it's on the Hulu, if you haven't watched it, because it will make you feel better about yourself. One, you can never cuss as much as them, as hard as you try, and two, they're just nuts, and they will make you feel better about yourself. But Big Ant is going to be on that Wife Swap television program. I'm assuming it's a celebrity wife swap, however loose they're using the word celebrity. But she gets wife swapped with George Hamilton, that old dude with the tan. And which is weird because he gets swapped with his like ex-wife from like 40 years ago, Alana Stewart, the one that ended up marrying Rod Stewart after she had been married to him. But whatever, I guess they're still good friends and hang out all the time, so they decided they're just going to swap them. So Alana Stewart goes off with Big Ange's husband, who is kind of like an urban redneck. Like, he is a straight-up redneck living in Staten Island. And then Big Ange is at the polo match with George Hamilton, and I got to see Big Ange taking her big titties and big lips and big ass to the freaking polo match with George Hamilton, because you know it's going to be a freaking hoot. So I don't know when that's going to be, but you know I will be reporting back on Big Ange on the wife swap with George Hamilton, because that is some fucking straight up amazing casting as far as I'm concerned. A mother trucking amazing. Oh, speaking of too, we're doing the Lindsay Lohan Community Service Watch here on the Hollywood Hick program here on the Crab Diving Network. And I'm just in case you're wondering, there's not been a whole lot of news in the last few days on it. However, she did apparently show up to some like session of community service where she had to do some gardening, and she looked like a straight up hoe apparently. Her titties were out, like this low cut thing with her bra hanging out and her titties falling out. It's like, Lindsay, I know you need attention, but good Lord, honey, there's got to be a better way to go about it. I just can't wrap my brain around this shit. I really can't. Like, I don't know. It's like I'm part of the problem too, because I'm sitting here talking about it when I probably shouldn't be talking about it, but I can't. But so whatever. She's still doing it. I still don't think there's any way on God's green earth she's ever going to get all them hours in by like the 28th. I think it's the 28th of this month, because that's 10 days or 10 or so days from where we are right now. Like, she ain't going to do it. I don't feel like I've seen her doing that much. And I mean, it's like 9.5, 10-hour days. I just can't see her doing that. Like, I'm just curious. And she said she's going. Oh, that's the other thing though. Forgot about this. She said she ain't going back to jail. She's going to run off to Monaco. Like, she's got some rich dude there who's going to, like, put her up. So, like, honestly, I know it's a misdemeanor and it's just some stupid bullshit and she'd only get, like, 5 days if she ends up getting it. But, dude, somebody needs to swoop in and be like, you just said that you will run to Monaco, so we're going to take your passaporte just for the next little bit till the 28th, make sure everything's cool. Okay, why don't they fucking do that shit? I realize it's a misdemeanor. Overstep your bounds if you have to. Just do it, because I'd like to see the fucking shock face that she would give. It'd be beating George Michael's freaking drunken shock face. A lot. That's all I gotta say on that. So that Lindsay Lohan Community Service Watch, as of right now, she is planning on escaping to Monaco if she needs to, and she's showing up dressed like a straight up trollop. So when she does show up, she's a trollop, and usually she shows up late from what I understand too, which is, when I had to do that kind of shit, you would have to like show up, and if you were 1 second late, they'd be like, you're late, we'll see you tomorrow. That's just how that shit works. So fuck that nonsense. Fuck that nonsense. What else is going on? Oh, I got a couple of stories. Let's shift from all these other kind of people into some things that should make us feel better about ourselves. I like the fact that we are not Al Sharpton's shyster of a daughter, or we're fucking not Bristol Wasilla Billy Palin. Also, apparently all the people are up in arms, before I get into these other stories, that Rebel Wilson, that funny girl from the Pitch Perfect movies, and she had a really bad sitcom, whatever, but I think she's very funny character actress, kind of the one that plays Fat Amy on the Pitch Perfect. But apparently, like, people have come out that she's really like 36 years old, and everybody's all up in like, oh my God, Zootalore, she just said she was 29 her last birthday. If y'all are that shocked that somebody in Hollywood would lie about their fucking age, then you are living in a world of complete and utter denial and straight up idiocy. So young people need to stop that. I don't know how actresses especially are always talking about they are younger than they really are. They have to. That's how that shit works. I choose to go a different route. I choose to say, like, yes, I am 45 years old. And when I say that, people are like, damn, you look good, because I do, God damn it. Whatever. So Rebel Wilson, lie about your age if you want to, sugar. Fuck all the rest of these people. If you're really 36, good for you for being able to get away with playing a high school student. See, see, that's where it pays to be a little bit chunky, I reckon, because it fills out the wrinkles. I'm just saying it's all. But whatever. What I was getting to, I came across some stories that should warm all of our hearts and make us feel better about ourselves, for the simple fact that we are not these people, a la some of these others, like Al Sharpton's daughter, Dominique, the one who's trying to like steal money from the city of New York and its taxpayers, or freaking Wasilla Billy, like Bristol Palin, who tries to like make herself look better by putting other people down, or any of these other people. Or you'll be glad you ain't one of those freaking bikers out in Waco causing all that untoward nonsense and trouble. But I was looking on here, I came across these stories, and they make my ass laugh just a little bit too much. But the one that cracks me up the most, there's this dude, and okay, I just don't understand people. Is this, and This did not come out of Florida, but it comes out of Omaha, as a matter of fact. But the headline for this, and it just makes me giggle because it's just like people are just, and it, this is, proves how dumb this dude really is. I mean, he's a horrible person. But it says, Omaha killer Nico Jenkins tries to carve 666 into forehead. Accidentally carves nines. Because what happened was, this is coming from the Daily News, but spree killer Nico Jenkins was left more than red-faced after he attempted to carve 666 into his forehead. But he was trying to channel, apparently, Charles Manson, but he self-mutilated while looking into the mirror. So instead of ending up with the sign of the beast on his face, he was left with permanent set of upside-down nines. Manson infamously has a swat cut inevitably carved into his forehead. So he wanted to be like that. So he was looking in the mirror like an idiot boy and followed the mirror and ended up drawing backwards, like they're backwards sixes, really. But they're upside-down nines. That's freaking hysterical. But yeah, this dude, I mean, he's a horrible person. Anyway, he's got tattoos and shit all over his face. He looks like straight up like crazy, will kill you as soon as look at you kind of person. And his name is Nico Jenkins. And if you see him walking down the street, then don't, because he's got like half red tattoos on one half of his face and then regular like the black tattoos on the other side, tattooed colored. And apparently he's carved 666 in his forehead, but it's really upside down 999. So yeah, but he went on, he's like, this is a bad dude. He's like, he went on a killing spree and he murdered Juan Uribe Pena, Jorge Caliga Ruiz, Curtis Bradford, and Andrea Kruger after a 10-day killing spree. And he claims he was the instructions from a serpent god. Y'all, put this dude underneath the jail and don't never let him out, y'all. Okay? Do not ever let Nico Jenkins with the upside down nines on his forehead out. Ever. Okay? That's just all we can hope for, right? Right. Okay. But then another story that I came across, not Florida, go figure. I love this. Florida is not at the top of the list right now. But apparently this man, not far from Florida, though, but a Georgia man, guessing maybe southern Georgia, close to the Florida line. I don't know. That's just me speculating here as the Hollywood hick. But apparently a Georgia dude got so angry during a phone call with his wife that he decided to drive his truck straight through their own home. That's what he did. He was like, you pissed me off, so I'm going to drive my truck right into the living room. And that's what he did. John Paul Jones Jr., and I ain't kidding, that's his name, John Paul Jones Jr., was talking to his spouse about 4:40 in the p.m. Thursday when he suddenly snapped. Drive his vehicle right into the through the living room, out the other side. When the cops got there, they found his truck with like furniture stuck up under the bumper. Yeah. He's like, and they ask him why he did. He's like, I don't know. It was just one of those spur of the moment crazy things. Like, that's it. He just snapped. That's what happened. Blackout rage. That's what he had. Blackout mother trucking rage. But yeah, he's been out of work for the past year and a half. He's like, needed some work. Didn't pay anything, but hey, it kept me busy. So I guess that means he's rebuilding his own house, I guess. But since he's been out of work, he probably can't afford it otherwise. But whatever. I just love, like, some people, they're just like, oh, fuck you. Boom. I'm just driving the car right at the truck. I should say, right into the house, just right smack through the living room to spite your ass. And then on the flips, I'd be like, why'd I do that? That's what people do. And this story, it's like, I feel bad laughing about this, but at the same time, it's pretty freaking funny. But this happened back in April. I just now came across this, and I just have to tell this story. I got a few minutes left here on the Hollywood Hick, here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. But in Mississippi, you know, and people in Mississippi need to be a little bit more conscientious, apparently. But Mississippi girl wets herself during live TV interview with reporter as reporter keeps asking questions. So this Mississippi reporter, her name is Alexis Frazier. She, like, this girl, like, something had gone down. And so this girl was like a witness to whatever it was, but she was like on her way to go pee, right? And so this girl was like, hey, she interviewed the young girl who witnessed, there was an attack. And so she witnessed it. And so Frazier, like, it's like, asked her what she was doing. She's like, I've got to pee. Asked him what happened, and she said, I've got to pee. Is that what it is? I'm not reading it good at all. Oh, basically somebody was shot. So that's what it is. So the Alexis Frazier asked the girl what the guy said when he was shot. The girl said, I've got to pee. Like, I guess the reporter thought that the dude said, I've got to pee after he got shot. But really what the girl meant was, I got to go pee. And so she stops the girl, keeps talking to her. The girl's sitting there fidgeting like cray cray, right? And the chick keeps asking her questions about the shooting. And all of a sudden, the girl was like, I just peed on myself. I'm wet. Like, on the freaking news, on a live shot, she's like, I just peed myself. The freaking reporter still doesn't believe her, keeps on freaking running her mouth, and then asks him what Michael said again, and then the chick looks down and notices the girl's wet pants, and it's like, oh, and then has to go to commercial. But, like, how many times this girl got to be like, I got to pee? And if I was that girl, I'd be like, I got to pee. I don't got time to talk to your dumb ass. But apparently, she did not do that. That is not what happened. And the girl ended up peeing herself live on television, on the local. Thank God it was a local news, but of course with the internet, it was everywhere. So now that poor girl, you know, she's getting all kind of made fun of at school. Poor thing. And but you should have just kept on going. If you had to pee that bad, you'd be like, honey, I'll talk to you when I'm done, but I got some business to attend to. Okay. And on that note, y'all, that does it for the Hollywood Hick. That's it for me today. Thanks for listening. Follow me on the Twitters at the H Wood Hick. Also follow the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. Listen to all the fabulous programming here on the Crab Diving Network. And that'll do it for me, y'all. Everybody be good. Stay out of trouble. And I will talk at y'all again soon. Doodle-lam, doodle-lam, do, mother truckers. Bye-bye. Gringling, 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 gringling now. Tingling, 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 tingling.